Don't believe everything you see and hear on the internet about seed oils. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. These days, anyone with a microphone and a video camera can pass themselves off as an expert on just about any subject. In fact, much of the squabbling over the dietary intake of seed oils is based on influencers who may not have their facts straight. Julie Oman is CEO of the Soy Nutrition Institute Global.
Influencers tend to optimize for attention. I'm not saying they all do, but a lot of times they make bold claims. They act certain about certain topics that they maybe really aren't. So I would say practically look for links to accurate representations of results. I mean, when it's all or nothing, that's a pretty good indication that it might be sensationalized.
Oman suggests more reliable sources of information on seed oils.
Many of these seed oils actually have a qualified heart claim from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration stating that they may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Studies show that soybean oil may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease based on its cholesterol-lowering effects when replacing saturated fat in the diet. Claims have also been awarded to canola oil, corn oil, and olive oil. Nevertheless, we continue to hear the rhetoric over the social media saying that they are not healthy for us, when in fact, globally, guidance has been very consistent over the past 60 years.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.